This is the Rusizi River in Burundi. It flows into Lake Tanganyika, Africa's deepest, and shared between Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Tanzania, and Zambia. Water levels of both the river and lake have been rising, largely because of unusually high rainfall in the last few years. The effects here have been disastrous. Zabibu Hakizimana now needs a boat to take her children to school on what was previously a road. Every rainy season, an overflow from the river floods this road and their houses. She says it's been a nightmare.
It's another rainy season, and we're afraid we might be displaced again. We normally leave our houses in April during the long rains, but everything has become so unpredictable.
In another area, Lea Nyabenda shows us where she lived before the water came.
About 1.5 years ago, this neighborhood was thriving, but many people have since left. They've been displaced by floods. Some of those who spoke to say they've tried to come back, but it has been difficult because every time they do and it rains, their homes get flooded again.
Burundi's government has relocated some people to drier areas, but those who need the help are too many. Nyabenda and her family are now crowded into this makeshift tents at a camp for displaced people alongside thousands of others.
I live here with my 10 children. It's difficult sharing the tent. When it rains, water gets in and destroys our belongings. Sometimes my children have to go to school with wet books and uniforms.
Since 2018, there have been dozens of natural disasters that have affected nearly 300,000 people. Aid agencies say up to 10,000 people have been displaced in the last 2 years. Scientists call this a climate change crisis.
It's responsible for a number of catastrophes caused by floods and abnormal dry seasons, especially in the north. I cannot even begin to explain the magnitude of this problem and the impact to all sectors. The government needs to educate sensitive communities to prepare themselves on how to deal with these disasters.
Nearly 1 million Burundians live along the coastline, others in rural areas prone to landslides. Many told us they continue to suffer the devastating effects of a climate change-related phenomenon that is not their doing. They say they're trying to survive the best they can.